Care crisis, socialist measures needed letter, extracts, to the Observer from Tony Mulhern, Liverpool. Yet another investigation in addition to at least 10 similar reports this year, Observer the 11th of December 16, confirms what everybody with a smidgen of awareness knows, that there is a crisis in social care. This crisis was inevitable, since this fat cat's government seized on the banker-induced economic crash of 2008 as an excuse to slash expenditure on social provision. Local authorities like Liverpool have butchered social care by complying with Tory cuts, and a further cut of £90 million is promised, which in the words of Mayor Anderson could see Liverpool Council unable to provide even statutory provision for deprived children and the elderly. The solution proposed in your comment page merely fiddles with the problem. Reversing the cuts in inheritance tax is a start, but what about collecting the taxes being dodged on an industrial scale, and increasing the taxes of the top 1%? The immediate cancellation of all PFI payments would yield millions for the NHS and social care. These measures could be given teeth by 6,500 Labour councillors refusing to carry out any further Tory cuts, supported by a massive programme of industrial action, to be initiated by the Tuck in defence of those in society who are least able to defend themselves.